Welcome, beloved, to L137 Deliverance Ministries International, Luke 1:37. With God, all things are possible. Pastor Kiki, founder. This is the teaching summary for session one of our series, Deliverance from the Spirit of Leviathan. Pastor Kiki opens with a foundational truth. Your understanding is your first open door for your deliverance. As soon as you can diagnose what is happening in your life, what is wrong, what is the root, you already know where your prayer points should go. That is the beginning of your freedom. So, what is the spirit of Leviathan? It is a marine spirit. It is a serpent spirit. It is, above all, a twisting power. In Job chapter 41, God himself describes Leviathan as a creature that cannot be drawn out with a hook, cannot be tamed by human strength, cannot be defeated by human effort. Only divine authority can deal with this spirit. Only the power of the Holy Ghost can break what Leviathan has bound. Leviathan does not attack openly. He coils. He wraps himself around destinies. He wraps around marriages. He wraps around ministries. He wraps especially around finances until things slowly begin to diminish, to subside. It is very subtle. It is very slow. And while you are being destroyed, you often have no idea anything is happening at all. How do you recognize this spirit at work in your life? Pastor Kiki teaches us to look for these signs. First, twisted communication. Somebody says something to you, but you hear it differently. Your husband speaks, your wife speaks, and what reaches your ear is not what was spoken. This causes arguments without cause. Second, constant misunderstandings with your spouse, your family, your friends, even people in church. You explain yourself, but you are still misunderstood. Third, uncontrollable pride. Even when you want to be humble, pride rises up, and you ask yourself, why do I have this pride? Fourth, uncontrollable anger. A rage that comes over a person, and later they say, I don't know what came over me. Something took over me. Beloved, it was the spirit of Leviathan. Fifth, hindered prayer life and hindered Bible study. You sit with your Bible and you cannot understand. You fall asleep. You feel tormented when you tried to pray. Sixth, hindered deliverance. It feels like you are delivered today, and in a few days, you are tormented again. Leviathan hates deliverance, and he fights it. Seventh, dream attacks, serpent imagery. Sensations of something moving in your body that you cannot explain. Eighth, broken marriages, hardened hearts, separation, and even partners shifting into other religions. The kingdom of Leviathan, Pastor Kiki teaches, is protected by his scales. And what are his scales? Witchcraft, anger, rage, mockery, rebellion. These must be broken by the blood of Jesus before deliverance can be complete. But, beloved, hear this. The word of the Lord in Isaiah 27 verse 1 declares, In that day, The Lord with his sore and great and strong sword shall punish Leviathan, the piercing serpent, even Leviathan, that crooked serpent. And he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. God himself fights for you. God himself destroys this spirit. Your weapons are not human. Your weapons are these: the name of Jesus, at which every knee bows, the blood of Jesus, which cleanses you from all sin and breaks every legal ground of the enemy, the power of the Holy Ghost, because deliverance is not by might, not by power, but by his Spirit, says the Lord. The Word of God, communion, anointing oil, thanksgiving and worship, the very thing the devil hates the most. Repentance and forgiveness, which close the enemy's legal door. And renunciation, verbally separating yourself from every spirit of pride, anger, rebellion, lust, witchcraft, manipulation, and mockery. But, beloved, hear also this warning. There are hindrances that can stop you from receiving full deliverance. Unconfessed sin, ungodly soul ties, occultism, fear, embarrassment, unbelief, unforgiveness, lack of knowledge, rejection. These must be brought before the Lord. They must be confessed. They must be repented of, so that nothing in you gives Leviathan a place to remain. Beloved, the deliverance service follows a sacred pattern. First, the Holy Spirit is invited to take full control. Then, thanksgiving rises, because gratitude is the spiritual key that opens God's presence. Then, repentance, closing every legal door. Then the Holy Ghost is invited specifically for the deliverance, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And finally, by the blood, in the name, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, every Leviathan spirit is renounced and cast out. Beloved, your understanding is your first open door. You now understand. The Holy Spirit is calling you tonight into deeper freedom. Receive your deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. Luke 1:37. With God, all things are possible. Amen.